AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At least one FBI agent opened fire this evening on an armed man outside CIA headquarters in McLean, Virginia. The FBI, in a statement, says the man was shot and wounded after he emerged from his vehicle with a weapon. The unidentified suspect is at a local hospital. His condition is not immediately known. Andrew Brown Jr.'s son spoke at his funeral in Elizabeth City, North Carolina today.
Like my brother said, he's not here, but he's here though.
Amen.
He's definitely here. His physical being ain't here, but he's here with us.
Brown was a black man shot and killed by sheriff's deputies. The Reverend Al Sharpton demands a judge make public the body cam video.
I know a con game when I see it. Release the whole tape.
The judge previously said the video would be released in about a month after a state investigation. An independent autopsy commissioned by the family finds Brown was shot 5 times, including once in the back of the head. Coronavirus crowd restrictions are going to be lifted in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut on the 19th of this month. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the New York City subways and transit system will be expanding hours starting on the 17th.
Workers are going to need to get back and forth. Now you'll have people working till 4 o'clock in the morning again. So the MTA will resume their 24-hour service.
Two sources say in about a week, the Food and Drug Administration is expected to okay the Pfizer vaccine for children 12 to 15 years old. The decision would clear the way for teens to be inoculated before the start of the next school year. Former President Donald Trump and his supporters intensify efforts to shame and possibly oust Republicans they see as disloyal. Over the weekend in Utah, Trump foe Senator Mitt Romney had to remind a booing crowd he was once their presidential nominee. This is AP News. A key ruling is made in a civil suit in which actor Kevin Spacey is accused of sexual abuse.
A man who says the former House of Cards star sexually abused him in the 1980s when he was just 14 had been known only by his initials CD. But a federal judge in New York says Spacey's accuser cannot stay anonymous as the $40 million plus lawsuit goes forward. U.S. District Judge Louis A. Kaplan says the plaintiff's claim to privacy does not outweigh the interest of having a free and open trial or for Spacey to defend himself. He also notes that CD has spoken to an unknown number of people about his claims, and any one of them could have revealed his identity. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
President Biden and the First Lady traveled to coastal Virginia to promote plans to increase spending on education and children, part of a $1.8 trillion families proposal. There is some uncertainty about Biden getting the spending programs through Congress, narrowly controlled by Democrats. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.